This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. Inspired Minds.
Hello and a very warm welcome to this edition of Inspired Minds. I'm Brendan O'Shea, and today we continue our conversation with the cellist Jean-Guyen Queyras.
This is one of the only genres of the musical world which has gone through, since its birth, it has gone, so one could say, with Haydn basically, and until our times, and all the classics, the romantics, the post-romantics, and all the modern composers and everything, they all have given their best for the string quartet.
Jean-Guyen Queyras was born in Canada in 1967 and moved, initially with his parents, to Algeria and then on to France. It was Queyras' recordings of Bach's cello suites in 2008 that have turned out to be one of the most important in this musician's career, when major publications declared those recordings as CD of the month. Other notable recordings were to follow, including a Debussy Poulenc album and a Cello Concertos of the 21st Century CD. Queyras has given several world premieres and more recently commissioned six composers to write echoes to Bach's renowned cello suites. He's been the solo cellist of the Ensemble Intercontemporain and is a member of the Arcanto Quartet, along with the musicians Tabeat Zimmermann, Antje Weithas and Daniel Sepek. Indeed, as we continue our conversation today, I ask the cellist Jean-Guyen Queyras about the role of the cello in the string quartet and, for that matter, chamber music, and why musicians with thriving solo careers would go to so much trouble to perform string quartets.
First, I would say the repertoire. So this is one of the only genres of the musical world which has gone through, since its birth, it has gone, so one could say, with Haydn basically, and until our times, and all the classics, the romantics, the post-romantics, and all the modern composers and everything, they all have given their best for the string quartet. And because there is something, I'm afraid of this word because that's a word that usually I don't like, but there is a perfection about the string quartet. There is a balance, there is something. I think it's an amazing tool, I think, because you have these four voices which are part of the same family, so a very united sound. So you can't use the artifacts of big symphony orchestra, you know, with sound effects of, of brass and suddenly percussion and things. And yet you can achieve incredible expression, as shown by Beethoven, Schubert, Ravel, you name it, through these four instruments. And so this repertoire is really, really fantastic. And so I was fascinated by it personally since I was very young, when I started playing. And so I would say all through my proper studies, which started when I was 13, basically, when I went to Lyon, to the Conservatoire. And I always had a quartet. When I was in Lyon, I then went to Freiburg to pursue my studies. I had a string quartet. When I went down to New York, I played some string quartet. So I always arranged the possibility to play this repertoire. And then came my professional life, the Ensemble Intercontemporain. Within the Ensemble Intercontemporain, I joined the Quatuor Intercontemporain to make sure I also have a chance to play all the string quartets by Boulez, by Fedele, by Ligeti, and all these things. And then I left the Intercontemporain and played my solo concerts, and then and chamber music, you know, open chamber music, different types. And then someday I talked to Tabea Zimmermann, who I had known for a long time already. And I told her, Tabea, it would be so wonderful to if we had a chance to play this amazing music, even though it is clear that, you know, we will never have time to be a real quartet, you know, in the sense of the sacerdos, you know, of going, you know, of disappearing for hours behind walls and just doing that, you know, and so we are doing many different things, but yet wouldn't it be nice to meet once in a while and play this amazing music? And then she immediately jumped on it, and then we asked Antje Weitas and Daniel Sepek if they were ready for it, and they were very happy. So we read some repertoire, you know, and we immediately had immense fun. And we said, okay, let's not have complexes. It is clear that we will not have the time that real quartets, people who dedicate their lives to it, have. But maybe we propose something else. And the reaction of the audience and promoters and critics and everything has shown that apparently it really works, and that I think there are some things that we cannot pretend to have, you know, this sort of absolute unity that maybe a live string quartet will have. Maybe for some repertoires, we could even present something new and more attractive in a way. Like I'm thinking of Bartok, who is an extremely polyphonic writer, where it's of great help to hear four individual character forces, you know, and for the clarity of the language. Well, I think as a cellist, you know, it's wonderful to be in a chamber music group because most of the time you are the bass. But of course, you are not only the bass. But I like the bass part of it because when you're the bass, you know, you're a bit the eminence grise. You know, you are the one who in the background can sort of influence quite a lot the interpretation without sort of being too obvious. So that's a nice thing. And also the nice thing about the cello in chamber music is that then you have wonderful melodies, you know, that are very, I mean, very moving moments. And then again, you go in the background. So you have basically all different roles.
It's often said that in a string quartet that if the cellist isn't solid in many ways, that everything falls apart. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I think so. You can say that it's a bass, basically. Not only the bass, but the bass. So, you can't build something solid, I suppose, on a fragile, on something that is groundless. So that's also what I meant before with being the eminence grise, is that you can't, just because you are playing less notes than the primarius, you know, you can't just come there and have no idea about the interpretation or about what you want. You have to be present and also, if possible, realize your ideas as good as possible.
What about two cellos? In this particular case here at the festival, the beautiful Schubert Quintet, which is, of course, one of the most heavenly pieces on earth. How does the role of the second cello then change your role then within the string quartet?
Yes, well, it's very interesting indeed. I've played most of the time first cello, and the first cello is actually the one which is most different from the cello in a regular string quartet, because you are in between the viola and the cello role. So you are already a voice that is in between, so you are playing your middle voice, a lower middle voice, and you also have, again, some of these wonderful melodies. The second cello has very long spots where it's really almost a bass voice, I mean a contrabass, you know, a double bass voice. And then it has this amazing role in the second movement where it's really in dialogue, where Schubert did this incredible dialogue with pizzicato in our cello double bass and the responses in the first violin and the thunder in the middle part of this slow movement. So it's very special.
Jean-Guillaume Queyras bringing us to the end of this week's Inspired Minds. But before I leave you today, just a reminder to check out the Inspired internet site. You'll find it at dw-world.de/inspiredminds. Levi Rechtenwald helped put together today's programme. From me, Brendan O'Shea, it's goodbye from DW Radio, Bonn, Germany.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.